So this Sesshin is really all about koans, and I thought after hearing Jiro speak about silence, I thought I'd start with one. Form is emptiness. Emptiness is form. Silence is a form. How does it arise? So, Denkoi. So, we will be working with five ranks, which is considered a koan. Usually, people don't enter this right off the bat. It's usually comes after having some experience with koans. But rather than leave you all caught in some kind of intellectual framework of the five ranks, what we'll do this session is, after having a brief introduction on the five ranks, then we're going to go right into some koan literature from the Book of Serenity and look at the title, introduction, and case of several koans. We'll see how far we get. There's quite a few in the packet you have, but we'll proceed slowly. And always with the idea that this, you know, koans are about your life. So they're public cases that can be applied to your life. So when we're actually discussing koans and have more interaction during the tea talk, then it would be relevant for you to speak from your experience of your life. And then how does the koan turn you, or how are you turned by the koan? So I'll also share with you some structures about the koans, which might be helpful so that you can enter them more easily rather than be put off by the koan language. So that's kind of what I'm thinking for this week. Come Sunday, though, I will have a different talk because we have other guests come in, and they wouldn't have the same reference point that everyone here has. So the talk is really going to be something that our 9th century ancestor, Dongshan Nianji, had come up with. He already came up with the five ranks, which is this framework I was telling you about the interaction of the relative and the absolute, sometimes called the partial and the real. And he came up with another parallel structure, which is called the 5 degrees of meritorious achievement. Pretty lofty, huh? We could say 5 degrees or 5 stages of the path. And so then you also can see more practical application too. So that is the way we'll kind of float through this week, I think. See how the mind streams come and go. So koans are really used to change the heart. And John Tarrant, who is in the Rinzai tradition, says that koans are vials of ancient light. So here we are in Denkoi, examining light and looking at light and seeing how light affects us from our ancestors, and then how we manifest the light that's within us. And we'll do this through koan study. So generally, in koan study, there are two major aspects. One of them is like vastness, and the other one is really about the particular. So you can see how when you have these two aspects brought in a koan, that you have to move, that you can't remain fixed, because the koan will move you from one to the other. Very much like Dogen is very astute at doing in his fascicles from Shobo Genzo or in Dharma Hall discourses. So a similar kind of activity happens in koans. So you move from the relative into the absolute or universal. So I hope that by the time we actually get to the more interactive discussion, probably I think it's getting, I don't know if we have time to go into, this is kind of heavy for nighttime reading. We can do this in tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll start with actual five ranks and going in through each of the five ranks just to have some overview. And then if we have time, we'll start with a koan.
Do you recommend we read through this?
No.
Do we bring it with us?
Please, yes. We'll use it as reference material throughout this whole period. So maybe keep it by your cushion. I don't think it's a matter so much of reading it. We'll read it collectively. So when we are going to study Longya's Mountains and Rivers, we'll read the introduction, the case, and at least those elements. So, and they're all in the packet, and there's some additional parts of the koan that you might want to read, or if we have time, we can go into. So we'll see how the tea talk period goes, you know, whether or not we have time or there's interest, and then we can...
Talks can go as long as need be.
Well, then we'll see what arises, and we'll just go with it. See if there's one is stimulated by the language of the koans. So, there's something to keep in mind with koans that it's also should be considered the creative aspect of yourself coming forth, and not to worry too much about uncertainty, not knowing. You know, this is all familiar territory when you enter koans. You know, it's just try to be at ease with it, because it's in this sometimes great doubt where the pearls of liberation lie. So, you know, just immerse yourself in it, what the language of the koan is, and when you're out doing kenhen, you may want to, if there's a phrase that seems to be something that resonates with you, take it with you as you're doing kenhen and let it settle into your mind, body, mind, heart, and see what turns for you. And that's how one works with koans. Actually, you work a longer period of time with an individual koan. Sometimes a teacher will assign a koan to you, and you may stay with that koan for, you know, a couple years. So we're leaping along here at some of the, but it really we're with the intention to introduce the way to enter, so that when you have some other time and you want to study and practice with koans, you at least are able to have some access to the material because of what we will discuss. So I think that's most important, so that they can be, you know, another way to practice. And you should feel comfortable with them, because we all have koans in our everyday life. I mean, we have the big koan. How do you balance life and you know, family? How do you, you know, how do you incorporate your practice in, you know, a busy life and the demands that we have today? So these are everyday koans, but if you can use the same techniques and method that we will have with the classics, then maybe that will help unlock some closed fragment of, you know, experience that was inaccessible to you, be opened up. So that's what we want to do. So there's no gaining mind here. No ego. So, you know, we're just going to let all that go. We're just going to have hopefully some experience with ourselves in a different way than normal. So I have a koan now to help you loosen your mind. In the bottomless bamboo basket, I put the white moon. In the bowl of mindlessness, I store the pure breeze. So I think we'll end with that.
Did you make that one?
Okay. I noticed you didn't ask about the silence one. Okay, in the luminous, I'm sorry, in the bottomless bamboo basket, I put the white moon. In the bowl of mindlessness, I store the pure breeze.